Lebosh. Yes, guys, welcome back to FPL Juice, your place to come for the latest squeeze of all the juicy bits from your favourite game and ours, the Fantasy Premier League. My name's Ash, this guy's called Nick, and coming up on tonight's show, we'll give you a current Game Week 12 plans all in under 60 seconds. I've got three more players to test our spice levels as we rank them on the thermometer. We drop the latest monthly and overall standings in the best prize mini league in the world, that is the Juice Legends League, sponsored by our good friends Signed Football Shirts. We discuss all the controversy and fallout from the Halo channel in Tuesday Social. And in just one question tonight, we ask, what's something that instantly makes you lose respect for someone? We give you our answers and read out some of the best ones from X. But before all that, we must welcome back to the show a titan of FPL content. He only just beat us to winning an FCA last year, and deservedly so. Pillar of the community and top geezer, it is FPL Focal in the house. How's it going, bro? You're good?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. I think this is for you.
Chicken. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Do you just eat chicken wings while you're live? Yeah, is this what you normally do?
Multitasking, bro. Is that what you do?
There's blue cheese dip as well.
Yeah.
For 4 years, we tried to be really professional and not eat on stream, and then we didn't get rewarded with any FCOs. No. So now we're just completely given up.
No more FCOs.
Shout out FCOs. Yeah.
We will catch up with you very, very shortly, and we'll also catch up with the chat, but we have to get one thing out of the way, and that's this. This. Nice to see the buttons are working tonight. Cheers, Jimmy. Well done. Right, we're going to do some FPL teams in 60 seconds. This is our Game Week 12 bus team plans. Obviously, lots of things and information to learn beforehand. But whose team is this?
Mine.
It's yours. All right, Nick, talk to us. What's the plan for Game Week 12, my guy?
Well, I'm going to keep Gabriel because you're only going to want him back straight away. So unless I hear something that says he's out for a long time, he's got to stay. What I do need is to use some funds to...
He's on the cameras tonight.
To upgrade E-Steve. I need to upgrade E-Steve because I don't fancy Van de Ven. So I need a third defender. I think I am going to cap Saka, you know. And everyone said Semenyo left the camp with an injury, but now I've just literally seen flash up that he's actually proposing to his now fiance.
Oh, really? So, is that what it was?
So it looks like for personal reasons. So that's a nice little bonus. I think he might play. I was so confident with his team a couple of weeks ago because I was now going to move out Grealish and Anthony, but now I've got other fires, as always, with international breaks. So I'm open to suggestions. I'm looking forward to hearing what Focal might be able to recommend me in Thermo.
Yeah. Have you heard the news of Gabriel?
Yeah.
Yes.
He's out for 1 to 2 months.
One to
2 months?
Yeah.
I think Ornstein said they're still assessing him, but that's the indication.
So the answer to that question was no, Ash. I've not heard the news about Gabriel. Well,
I knew he was out.
That's the answer you were looking for.
I bet you're loving it. You don't have Gabriel, do you?
No, mate. I'm not a sheep. I'm not one of you guys.
I could be doing a -4 or 8.
It's not looking good.
It's not looking good, Brev.
Oh, that's really annoying. That's bad for Arsenal.
What do you reckon to this team, Oscar?
Yeah, I'm actually with you on the Saka captaincy. I think on my screenshot, I might have it on Haaland, but I think I probably will go Saka. Your team, I think you're a good team.
Triple,
I mean,
like
the
Palace
bench is a bit
nice.
Wonky.
Palace
like,
triple, I've been
away at Wolves,
saving for
juicy.
One. Yeah. No, yeah. I think the team's nice. I mean, Pope's been a bit of a disappointment, hasn't he, compared to how they started the season. Mm.
I had him early, so I kind of had the good times. So I feel like I've got a little bit more, I'm a little bit less annoyed with him than people who've bought him in the last couple of weeks. But
how many transfers have you got?
I've got one.
That's the thing. Because if he's out for a while, then that's going to
happen. No, I've got two. Sorry, I've got two.
Mm. Well, I might have a little something for you in the thermo.
It's going to have to be Gabriel out, isn't it?
I've got to go something. And then at least it gives me a third Arsenal. I might go Calafiori.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
What?
Copy me again.
Oh, is that who you've got?
Yeah, speaking of Calafiori, have a look at my bad boy team, yeah?
Stay he's injured as well, don't worry.
yeah, this is me for Game Week 12. Problems are, I've got a few problems. Calafiori, I don't know what happened on international duty with him, but he's only 75%. We've got to wait for the pressers to come out, right? And
Italy aren't even playing, are they?
Likelihood,
they're not going. What's the point in carrying on? They might as well just stop.
Likelihood is he'll be all right. Chalobah away to Burnley is nice. Munoz away at Wolves is nice. I think I've got to go Raya over Dubravka in goal. So that's pretty set. Semenyo, wait and see. Gordon's a problem. I'm probably going to do him out for Gakpo, you know. Liverpool's upcoming fixtures look nice. Mm-hmm. And I like Gakpo and I can do it. I could also go to Foden. I don't know. I've got decisions to make with that.
One-free?
One-free, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Grealish needs to do summit. Mbeumo, I'm really happy with. And my front three is like optimal.
Is it optimal? That's not optimal.
That's optimal,
wait,
brother.
I'll show you optimal.
That's optimal. Captain's probably going to be João Pedro. What do you mean, bear? I was one of the ones. I literally bought in Waltimore before all you, man. Haaland, you have to have anyway. And João Pedro, I bought in last week for Jokeres. Genius.
I mean, João Pedro looks good for this week, but you're missing Mateta. That's optimal.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Is it optimal? Who, if I had Walter Marlott and Mateta, I can't be wasting a transfer.
No, João Pedro to Mateta.
I just bought João Pedro in. He's away at Burnley, and I'm probably going to captain him.
Burnley good at home.
Burnley good at home, yeah?
Burnley good at home. No goals. No goals happen. Not Burnley defence.
What do you reckon, Oscar, to this
beautiful squad? I think Calafiori, I think they said they're expecting him to be all right. So I think you'll be okay there to keep him. So
nice.
Gordon, I suppose, it would have to be. So yeah. Obviously, Liverpool's fixtures are like mental now.
Yeah.
So Gakpo's. Obviously, I think he was benched last game, wasn't he? Against. Was it City?
Yes, but he came on and should have scored.
And I think he'll still be all right to have. I think he'll start the majority. So I think he's fine, Gakpo.
It's hard to find like really good mids this season. But I just
I know,
can't.
It feels
I can't
like
overlook.
There was so many to choose from.
Yeah.
And now they've slowly, one by one, all dropped away.
Yeah.
It's annoying Bowen's not a mid still.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling confident enough. It's really weird, like, how everyone's teams has lit up like a Christmas tree all of a sudden at the moment, isn't it?
What do you mean, in terms of returns?
In terms of, like, no, injuries.
Flags, injuries.
Flags all round.
Oh, yeah. So I tweeted yesterday saying, like, uh-oh, because I had Gabriel, Enzo, Semenyo flagged. And this guy replied, and he had 10 flags.
Oh, my God.
I've never seen so many flags in one team. 10 flags.
That's crazy. I need to see this team.
And he'd used his chips already.
Yeah.
How, quick question. I've got Pope and Dubravka. Which one would you play this week?
So what was it? Pope's
at home.
City
so Pope
home.
City at home, Dubravka, Chelsea at home.
Pope. Neither I'll play great. Pope. They'll Pope. Probably both concede, but Pope.
I guess it's more annoying. It's more annoying if your expensive keeper blanks.
Rather. Dubravka's got more chance keeping a clean sheet, I think, Nick.
Do you think?
No.
You've got
João
Pedro.
That's what I'm saying to do it. All right, Oscar. 60 seconds on the clock.
Okay.
Where you go?
Ryan Munoz, Gabriel, Anderson, Saka, Semenyo, Enzo, Bruno, Thiago, Haaland, Mateta. I brought in Thiago and Saka last game week. And obviously Saka scored against Sunderland. Thiago got a brace. So last week was massive. And I'm really glad I did that because I almost went for Mente over Thiago. But I think I made the right call. Got really lucky, by the way. I just thought Thiago's got penalties, so I just thought I'd go for him, and he ended up scoring a pen.
Who was the other option you were considering instead of Thiago?
It was Minte from Brighton, and then I'd go 3-5-2 instead, but I've gone 3-4-3. The problem is my bench is a bit light. It's 2 4-mil defenders and Bar. to be fair, the 4 mils have done pretty well.
Yeah, Mukiele's doing all right.
Yeah, he's done well. I had him as well when he got that 17 points, so I've really had a lucky few weeks. But yeah, if Gabriel's out for a month or two, then I'm thinking Gabriel to Van Dijk, and hopefully Enzo and Semenyo pull through. Otherwise, I'll be using the bench because I've only got one transfer.
Right. How are you feeling about Enzo? That's not worked, has it?
No, it's not. He's been really disappointing. I think he tweeted something just before the break, how he's been carrying an injury of some sort.
Excuses.
Yeah. He obviously pulled out of Argentina duty, so I think there was something to it. But yeah, I think he's probably the one that's on the chopping block. But right now, it's going to have to be Gabriel with that latest news. So the option is I could go to Timber and stay on double Arsenal, or I could go Van Dijk. And I think it's really close because I do actually think the Arsenal defence probably won't suffer that much. Mosquera and Hincapié are like ridiculously good backups.
Yeah.
Like the depth there is unbelievable. They're both genuinely so good. So I don't think that'd be a huge issue. But I just wonder, like, especially in December, like, will Timber miss the odd game and White comes in? When the schedule's meant, you know, we've got like seven game weeks in December, something like that. So, that's at the back of my head. And obviously, with Van Dijk, he's 5.9. So, that money freed up could also come in handy if I do need to do something on the bench. So, at the moment, that's where I'm at. It'd be Gabriel to Van Dijk.
Yeah, with your 1-3. Van Dijk's like a captain, just a colossus, isn't he? Like, I had him. And I just I took him out two weeks ago.
Very unlucky, obviously, to not get his goal against
City.
Well,
I thought it was an offside. I think we ruled it in the courtroom.
You and the VAR.
I didn't think it was offside, but the judge ruled in the courtroom. Here.
That judge is a dick.
In the courtroom?
Yeah, in the VAR. The VAR courtroom, he ruled that it was offside. So you can't... It's hard to argue with him.
Controversial.
He's hard working, that judge. I tell you.
He's the only thing he's better at than you. He's got better hair, but other than that.
How's your season going? Where are you at, rank-wise?
Good, actually, yeah. So about 6 weeks ago, I was... where was I? Something like 5 million. Mm. And now I'm about 165K.
Oh, okay.
So the last 5 weeks or so, I've been massive. I've just got really lucky with transfers. Mukiele, 17, when I was bench boosting. Mm. And then I transferred in Rodon, who scored that week. And then it was Saka and Thiago, who got the three goals between them last week. Just some moves like that.
Can I just say...
I've been really lucky. Yeah.
Do not say lucky, because as a content creator, you have to say it was all good judgment call. There's no luck involved.
No. Well, of course it's luck for like a four-goal defender to score.
You're an FPL expert. Don't undersell yourself. And pretend that there's any luck to this
game. I can't pretend buying a four-mil defender that scores a masterclass. That's proper luck. But I'm really happy because it was a really bad start to the season, and I was starting to get a bit like stressed in myself because obviously you can't be making the content and giving people advice. If you're ranked 5 million or whatever, people will still obviously tune in each week, but some people will kind of hang around based on rank. So it is an annoyingly important thing of content. So I'm glad to have. As it stands, turned it around.
Yeah.
Hopefully keep that going. But yeah, I got the free hit and I got the free hit and triple captain left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What have you got left?
Nothing.
You used them all?
Yeah. Oh. Obviously.
Wait, where are you right now?
Like 400K?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Fair play.
I'm doing okay, mate.
Yeah.
I used four chips in the first four weeks.
Oh, okay.
My plan was, there's obviously logic to this, right? Mm. Get ahead with the four chips.
Yeah.
And then just like, and then go template.
Yeah, yeah.
So get ahead. Like,
I get you.
Like in a marathon. Like I'm.
Well, it's kind of worked. Well, that's a decent rank at
get
this
to
stage.
The front and then just cruise.
Yeah.
And it's working so far. I mean, Nick's still like well off me, I think.
Did you bench boost Gemic 1 then?
Yeah.
How did it go? I've always wanted to do it.
I don't know. It worked. It was good. It was okay.
Right. Yeah.
Triple captain in two, Jokeres, home to Leeds, two goals.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
That's the brace.
Free hit in three and then wild card in four, which that obviously set me up until AFCON transfers.
What have you got left?
I've got triple. No, I haven't got triple captain. I used that on Saka. I've just got free hit.
Just free hit. Okay. Mm. That's quite a good one to have.
Mm.
I'm trying to work out when's a good time to play it. You might.
Yeah.
No.
I think I'm going to use it in 13 or 14. 13 is kind of tempting because Arsenal and Chelsea play each other.
Yeah. See, I've got no Chelsea, so that's why I was kind of.
It's definitely a team-dependent one, as the cliche goes. Because like in 14, I've got horrendous fixtures. I've got like Thiago, I think he's got Arsenal. I've got Anderson playing City. I've got Rodon, who's got Chelsea. So I've just got, and then I've got Barr on my bench, who won't play. So I've just got quite a few problems in 14, so I like that. 16 also looks good, if Salah's not gone to AFCON by then.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, one of those three.
Good start, mate. Keep it up. Let's say hello to the chat. Before we move any further, there's loads in tonight. We've got, I don't want to go too far. There's loads in here. Sandry's here. Jamaican 81's in the chat. Delhi is here. Ash is 400K at the moment. Not bad. Very close to that 10K end. You know me and Oscar are the only ones with top 10Ks in the room, just so you know, guys. So if you're looking for any advice, steer clear of Nick. Az is here. You don't need to personally attack me, Focal. Wow.
So Az and you won the traitors.
Traitors.
You and Az.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that actually work, though? Because we were talking about it before we went live. But how does it actually work?
So you get set tasks. By shout out Greyhead, by the way, who absolutely puts it all on, organising it so well. Gets everyone involved. And then you have basically WhatsApp chat. Well, it started off on Twitter and then turned to WhatsApp.
Okay.
So you have a big group chat. And then there's tasks where you'd be like, right, vote for, and then whoever, like the most faithful, the most this, the most that, least this. So everyone puts their votes in. So you're kind of like judging, oh, who's aligning themselves with who. Mm. Then obviously the traitors have got another separate group chat. But then what was happening is everyone started forming their own little people would reach out to you via DMs and be like, mate, how you doing? And cool. Like, what you say? And then some people were voice messaging, so you could hear their tone a bit more, and other people were typing. So you got so into it more than what you would think.
And they'd be banish one every day.
And then one a day, there'd be banishments. Mm. There was,
what was the vote like?
The round table.
Yeah, how did that work?
Well, it would end up, because people would go very quiet, and some people would wait and see what other people were saying.
Yeah.
And then pretty much every night, someone would just unanimously get jumped on.
Yeah, it's like a TV show.
How does it work, though? Is it just like Nick votes for this person, then the next person goes, so you just reply. I vote for them too.
Yeah, so you, so no, name, like a blind vote, so you could, but we would discuss, it was meant to be, people will, like Az will tell you, and like Marcello's here as well, he'll tell you, it was meant to be round table from 6 to 10.
Mm.
I would say the round table started at 6 in the morning and finished at 10 at night, like all day. Mm. There wasn't really a round, it was a constant round table. It's like, oh mate, such and such is a bit quiet today. Yeah. And then they'd be like, no, I'm just working. Like poor Andy Martin, he's like obviously looking after the pier, like trying to deal with customers. He's setting up Winter Wonderland. He's having the busiest like weekend of the year. Mm. And he's like, boys, I promise you, I'm just busy working. And people are like, nah, he's
sus today.
And he got banished, didn't he? And
then he got banished as a faithful, and we had everyone convinced. But I'll tell you, that Stark, who I don't know if he's in the chat, sometimes he joins in. He is like an evil genius. This guy played me and Az like absolute couple of mugs for 48 hours and was a millimetre away from winning the whole thing.
So it was you, Az, and Stark, the
and
final
Stark
three.
Left. And ultimately...
And how close were you to...
Oh, like, I trusted like him 95%. Me and Az both would say, we trusted him 95%. The only justification was we trusted each other more.
Yeah.
So it's like, we can instantly get rid of 50% element of chance.
Well, so played.
So why wouldn't we do it?
Why did you trust,
even if he's faithful?
Why did you and Az trust each other so much?
Because Az had the power of the seer. Do you remember that in the show?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he knew, he could see.
Oh, he knew you were faithful.
Right, and because I know him, off his reaction, I could kind of gauge, because we did it over voice. He was nervous to find out, because I was like dangling a cat. You know what it's like? Because obviously I was like playing the drum, a bit like, well... the time has come. Yeah. To a bit, and he was like,
so how does the seer tell me. So did he ask you, and you?
He asked me.
Be truthful, but could, you could and have I had lied.
To, no, no, no I had to be truthful. Okay. So that was his power.
Right.
And I volunteered myself to be the one that got picked.
Mm.
Whereas other people, like, obviously didn't. So that was kind of me putting myself out there.
Yeah.
But I also did it because Az was always getting suspicion.
Mm.
So I thought it will align me enough to him to give me a little bit of heat, so I won't get murdered.
Yeah.
So it was like method in the madness.
So much strategy.
But honestly, idea. The strategy. Yeah, but everything, what you don't realise, you overthink everything. Like anything that can be seen as, oh, that's faithful, it could be like, it's a double bluff.
Yeah.
It's like when you watch on TV, though, you're like, you say, oh, idiots. Like, come on, it's so obvious.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's different. I guess it's really different when you're in that situation.
So, you can't, ask, like, because there's people you're like nailed on. This guy's so dodgy.
Yeah.
And you're like, he's got to be him.
Yeah.
And then it's like faithful. And you're like, how? How? None of this makes sense.
Did you have any inkling as to who the traitors were from the outset?
Well, the first one was quite easy. Shout out that Ben FF on Twitter. And he spotted, because the first one was like a murder in plain sight. And it took out Adam from Above Average FPL.
Right.
And it's FPL Economist that he had to, basically, he had to put a comment. Had to put a wine glass emoji in someone's Twitter feed.
Right.
And people guessed that it has to be
what,
something
like a reply to them.
Yeah, like a reply.
Okay.
In a tweet. So he'd gone back to like one of Adam's Above Average like show, and he put, oh, like can't wait to watch this with a glass of wine. Or something like,
yeah.
And put it, so, and then, but obviously once that was seen, it was like, that's
a bit dodgy that. Yeah,
that's
sus.
So he got out really quickly. And then everyone will say, like, as soon as it first happened, it was like, oh, this is easy. We got one out of one straight away. Bang. Right.
Mm.
But then because that whole conversation, it was like he needed to get the wine emoji in. Mm. So then we were looking back at the chat who started talking about wine. And then it was like Beery and like people would start. So like but he was genuinely just like, oh, I don't like wine, but I like beer. And other people were like genuinely just being on it. And Meerkat, who turned out to be a traitor, but at the time was a favorite. He was like, oh, I love a glass of wine. Me myself. So it was like, them straight away they were under suspicion.
Yeah,
the man done nothing wrong. They were just naturally having a chat. It was like,
sounds brilliant.
Do you fancy
a bit of that, Oscar?
I'd love to get involved. Yeah,
you should do it next year.
I'd love to do it.
I honestly, I said this to you.
I was supposed to be in it with with Nick, which would have been a different dynamic. I just couldn't commit to it.
But I think if maybe you next been, time. If you were in it, I wouldn't, because we, between us, we would have just never trusted each other.
Oh, no one would have trusted us.
I don't know what would be better, faithful or a traitor, if I was on it.
I thought I wanted to be,
I'd rather be a traitor,
but it's so stressful.
What, being a traitor?
Yeah. And also, you've got much more chance of getting out because the backstabbing, man, was like insane. Like people were throwing each other under the bus. I've got all the screen recordings of their traitor chat that they sent afterwards. Teach mode.
Yeah.
Let us know if you're watching so and you've seen traitors before. Would you rather be a faithful or a traitor if you were put in the actual TV show? Mm. I think I'd like to be a faithful and try and work it all out. But I think you've got to be a certain kind of someone to pull off being a traitor.
Yeah.
So I think I'd be faithful. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got you both something.
Really?
Yeah.
Again?
Oh, man.
Pudding.
Oh, nice one, mate.
Thank you very much.
You always come bearing
good. I always come with something in the
Oscar
studio.
Oscar and Ted's. So homemade fudge.
I've also got some homemade fudge.
It's your own fudge?
I made it, yeah.
Swear.
Oh, unbelievable.
Swear. Oh, mate.
International break things.
Oscar and Ted's homemade fudge. Oh, what a lovely gift. Thanks, mate.
Marcelo, you're in a couple of weeks. Take note. Yep. Bring gifts.
Right. Guys in the chat, do give us a like. Do subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. You can become a member of the channel for as little as 99p. You get access to members-only videos. We're going to do a members-only video today where we're going to do an agony cart, Nick.
Oh, really?
It's an FPL-related one. Because it affects our good friend FPL Fella.
Oh, I saw this.
Did you see this?
Yeah.
So I can't wait to talk to you guys about this. Like I say, 99p guys gets you access to members only videos, or you can join Legends League for $2.99. We'll talk about more about that a bit later on. Do share the show link on X or repost it on X for us, and do give us a follow on the socials. Before we get into some thermo, you wanted to. Like there was a lot of flip flapping as to start time tonight, and producer Ariella was blaming me, and I was blaming you, somebody else.
I know.
So do you wanna let the guys know why they had to wait 45 minutes?
Yeah. Sorry, by the way, first of all, for making you wait. So
that's all good, mate.
So me and my girlfriend have got a new car today, and it's one of those where they drive it to you, they deliver the car to you. So he said, I'll be with you about 3 o'clock. I was like, perfect, I'll be in the studio in time. And he sent me this message like, oh, I'm running late, probably going to be like 5:30, 6. And I was starting to think, oh, I might be late for FPL juice. And that was my way to get here. By the way, I say it's mine and my girlfriend's car. Like, I'm going to get hers as a hand-me-down. But yeah.
Shared vehicle.
Yeah. So anyway, this guy like finally rocks up. And he's like showing me the car and everything. And he goes, is it all right if I have a lift? I was like, what do you mean? Like, if I give you
what
a lift?
You,
like,
you didn't say that. Did you say, what do you mean?
Yeah, like, I did. Nah, I was like, what do you mean? Like, what, genuinely, what does he mean? He's just dropped off my new car. And he's like, can I have a lift, actually? Yeah. It's like quite a weird thing to ask.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, he's like, cut to the train station. And then he goes, where is the nearest train station, by the way? And I was like, this guy was like erratic all over the place. And I was like, oh, it must be like about 10, 15 minutes from here. So I was thinking like, I'm going to be really cutting it fine. But I knew there's no Ubers, so I didn't want to leave this guy like stranded in my area.
Yeah.
I did say to him, I was like, don't they normally give you like an allowance for taxis? And he was like, no, I've used up my allowance already. So that was a bit like,
you were his last chance saloon.
So like,
if you'd have said no, he'd have been screwed.
Like, it's mad they pass that on to the customer to sort out how people get home.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I said yes, I'm taking him to the station. As soon as we're driving there, you know, like it tells you how many miles you've got left. It says you've got 15 miles left, and it's like 5-6 miles to the station, another 5-6 back. And I'm in the middle of nowhere where I live, so I'm thinking like, how am I even going to make it to the petrol station to then make it to here? So yeah, I sent Ash a photo. Like, I was stuck in standstill traffic, and it said you had 0 miles left. And I was like, really thinking I'm not going to make it.
This day could have got a lot worse. Station.
Do you want to think as well? Because is it a new car?
Brand new car. Yeah.
So you would have rung like AA. They wouldn't the breakdown cover wouldn't even been set up. Because it'd been so new. He would have been like, nah, I got no record.
Honestly, I just couldn't believe it.
Did you not say
it
to the guy, like, bro, you're asking me for a lift. You left me with 15 miles. Like, give me a tenner.
So I said to him on the drive there. I was like,
where did he drive from to get to you? Do you know?
Don't know. I did ask him that. And he was a bit of an unusual guy, I'll be honest. He was sort of like, oh, where haven't I been? I've been all over the country today. I think he'd done like, you know, 3 car drop-offs and it had taken him all day to get to me eventually. But Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And I said to him, I was like, you've left this with 15 miles. It's five there, five back. And he just sort of went, yeah. anyway, stressful like last few hours. So I'm sorry I was half an hour late and so on. But I'm here.
He's getting a one-star review.
One-star review.
That's poor. Mm. Poor from him. But really kind of you. I expect nothing less from you, Oscar. So well done.
Appreciate it.
Same thing happened to Fella. There you go.
Just do a bit of thermo. Oh, is he gone? All right, this is Thermometer. This is where I've picked three of the most transferred in players for game week 12. We are going to talk about them and rank them in level of spiciness, ranging from Volcanic Ash, which is the best, the hottest level of spice, right down to Allow It. Oscar, I don't need to explain this to you again. You've been here before. You know this. You know the drill. Yeah. Guys at home, you can get involved in the chat with your rankings as well. So first one is Nico O'Reilly. He's been performing really, really well of late. Just got his England call up as well, and he's been playing really, really well for England. I think he's definitely going to be on the plane to the World Cup.
Yeah.
He was in my team. I took him out as soon as Aitnori got fit. I regret it because he's had an 11-point and 8-point haul since then. So he's in really, really good form. He's got two assists and one goal so far this season. Man City do seem a little bit more solid. The fixtures are going to swing a little bit as well after the Newcastle games. They've got Leeds at home, Fulham away, Sunderland at home, Palace away. He's only 2.1% owned, 5 million in price with Gabriel being injured long term. Oscar, is he an option and where do you rank him?
I would put him controversial. Mild still.
Mild still?
Yeah.
What? Why?
I think he's a solid option, but I think Aitnori is just returning from injury now, and I just don't like that slight doubt.
Mm.
But I play FPL quite boring. Like, I pick players that I just want to trust. When the lineups drop, I'm not going to be stressing, like, is he starting? And I just feel like O'Reilly doesn't... Obviously, once Aitnori goes to AFCON, like, definitely, I think then he's a really interesting option. But right now, I'd probably rank him like 10th if I was
really
ranking defenders.
I mean, he started 7 out of the last 8 games. Does that not give you confidence?
Yeah, but Aitnori's been injured, isn't he? Now he's just returning.
Aitnori's been back for the last couple of weeks, though.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm annoyed because that's exactly what I thought. I thought, as soon as Aitnori's back, O'Reilly's out of the team. Mm. But I really think Pep trusts him.
I just think as well, with defenders, I'd rather have a Palace defender, so Lacroix, Munoz or whatever. I'd want to have one, maybe two Arsenal defenders. And I think someone like Van Dijk, I know he's more expensive, but I think that's where I'd go if I was having a defence right now.
All right, mild still from Focal. Nick, talk to me a bit about Nico.
I've got a mental problem with seeing...
Yeah, I know, but what about Nico O'Reilly?
Yeah, exactly. I walked into that one, didn't I?
Wee.
I've got a real block when it comes to spending £5 million on Nico O'Reilly. It just seems like he should be a 4.5 player all day long. What's weird is at the start of the season, we were all like, do you go Aitnori? Do you go Frimpong? Yep. Do you go Kerkez? All these amazing like attacking wingbacks were an option. And now literally none of them are right now.
Remember Rico Lewis? Was it last season? He was 4-5.
Yeah.
And he started a similar amount in a row. And he looked like a great option. The FPL community piled on Lewis and then, Pep Roulette.
This is like Lewis 2.0, isn't it?
Yeah, He could definitely be.
I don't think so. You guys not seen the bigger picture here, guys?
Well, I just think it's going to be... Listen, we've all been burnt before. You're saying, you know, he started 7 of the last 8. That should teach you. That is when things go wrong. As soon as you think someone's nailed with Pep, that's when they're gone. They're most likely to be dropped when they're doing well or looking like they're going to be a good option for you. The only player to pick from City is Haaland.
I don't agree, but okay. Claire says calm.
Calm for me,
because Pep will rotate soon.
I don't need the stress. Exactly what you said, Oscar.
Milos says spicy ting.
I hate that feeling.
Cheyenne,
when you wait for the lineups to drop and you're like, are they starting? Are they benched? I just want to have confidence.
Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking. But
I know you say he started quite a few, but I still think not nailed.
And then they always bring on players for a one-pointer as well. It's not like they don't
start. No, but that's what you want. You want like a Calafiori, right? Or a Timbo who's going to play 60, get the clean sheet and then get subbed off.
No, perfect. I'm worried about him getting subbed on.
Yeah, but he started 7 of the last 8. He's going to be the starting left back.
No, because obviously now there's the option. They're probably bringing up fit. They had Champions League as well, so that's where they're kind of going backwards and forwards. I just don't. Like, if you really want a high risk, I'm not saying he's not a good player, and he could do really well, but I just don't want the Pep Roulette in my head every day.
China 1000 agrees with me. They say Spicy Ting, number one attacking defender in the game now. Paul says, I really like O'Reilly. Even Guardiola is not nailed.
Yeah, I had Guardiola at one point, and I thought he was, and I got that one wrong. So I think O'Reilly's even less so.
All right. Well, maybe I can interest you in this one. Also from Man City.
Just, yeah, copy and paste what I said about nailedness, basically.
We did talk about him last week, but we didn't do a thermo because obviously it was an international break, but we did talk about his performance in the game against Liverpool where he scored and obviously won the penalty for Haaland. That has been his only goal this season, though, but he has also knocked up 4 assists. So, Nick, Jeremy Doku, I know you said...
Lightning struck.
Doku love run. Doku love run ball. Yeah?
I didn't do it in that accent.
Yeah, you did.
No. You've put a Doku African love twang ball on that, play. That is not what I did at all. I just...
Doku
I
was, kick ball run.
Yeah. He... he... He got lucky. Not lucky.
He got lucky.
He played amazingly, but that is the lightning strike. It's not going to happen again. I've never seen his feet and limbs move in a way that anyone with any coordination has done since he's been in the Premier League. This is the only game I've seen him play well. He normally just looks really quick and then trips over his own feet at the end. Or he looks really quick and then fires some weird low cross, like 100 miles an hour through the area. He is also a rotation risk. Okay. Jerky's back. Foden's playing really well. Savinho as well. Like, they can mix all of those positions up. Yeah. I just don't think it's worth the risk. Is Oscar Bob now kind of back doing little bits as well?
It's like, just too much competition for me.
So much competition. It's the same reason I love Estevao for Chelsea, but I can't pick him. Because whenever I see him, he looks decent. I think Doku's definitely got the faith of Pep now. I'm not saying that as go back to point one, where he probably will now get dropped. But... it's not worth the risk.
Well, I will say, by the way, with O'Reilly and Doku, like, don't get me wrong, on a free hit, you know, like if you're a free hit and get me 13 leads home, I don't mind that. But I just wouldn't want to buy them as longer term holds.
I mean, Doku's the fourth most transferred in.
Yeah, because that's how it works. On him. That's
5.7% owned.
Don't get me wrong, he's playing well as well, but look at his last few there, 11 points and then 2-1. That's just what he does. Like, he'll haul. And then he'll blank for several games in a row. The odd bench him, 1 point cameos.
But you know, FPL is about trying to get ahead of the curve, right? It's about riding the wave as the wave starts. Is the wave just beginning?
No, I just don't see it.
He's not a good footballer. Like, ultimately,
you can't say he's not a good footballer. He's incredible. Did you not see what he did to Liverpool, the champions of England? He ripped
them
to pieces.
How good have Liverpool been recently? And
well, Man City made them look average.
He's returned in 3 games.
He's got 5. He's got 5 returns this season.
Yeah,
I remember last season he had,
and he doesn't start every game.
He scored the most goals he's ever scored in.
It was like a goal and 4 assists or something crazy in one game last season. He got like 24 points, and it was the same thing. Like after that, he just was never
3 goals, 3 goals, 6 assists last year for an attacking winger. Declan Rice does more than that. Then like
but you'll set your Stoke City. Get Declan Rice in. Arsenal play for set pieces.
Well. You win them when you're
when you're pressuring the opposition.
Allow it.
He is.
Wow.
Oscar
says allow it.
He isn't allow it.
Send it back.
He's not a good footballer.
All right.
He's never scored more.
Are
than
you saying
goals.
Allow it as well?
Yes, he's never scored more than 3 goals in his entire Premier League career in a season. It's insane.
Okay. No love for Jeremy.
FPL Hippie says I'd love to see Nick play.
Yeah, but I don't.
Doku's not a good footballer.
Don't pick me.
Yeah, factual.
Don't pick me. I'm not a good footballer. You should definitely. If it comes down, listen. Can I just say honestly, Hippie? If it comes down to the deadline and you're deciding between me and Doku, go Doku. But
I think you'd be a good differential.
I would.
Depends on the price point.
Defensive contribution point. Yeah.
The only benefit with me, I would stay on the bench. So at least you get
he's not
points
contributing
from
anything.
Yeah, I wouldn't block your bench haul. So probably go with me still.
Trophy, shout out Trophy, says diving Doku. Obviously still hurting from the loss. Freshly, shout out Niall, says calm, potential rotation. Doku has one good game and everyone thinks he's the dog's bollocks, says FPL Chicken.
Chicken knows.
Calm again, says FPL Maggot. All right. Maybe you don't like those two.
You better have something good.
Can I interest you in Igor Thiago Nascimento Rodriguez? Can I interest you in a little piece of this striker? So... so far this season. Let's say he's a surprise package. 8 goals so far this season. No assists, but he's bagging them. Yeah, absolutely flying. Starting striker for Brentford. He's on pens. The fixtures look okay too. Brighton away, Burnley at home. Then a couple of tough ones. Arsenal away, Tottenham away, and then Leeds at home. I mean, 11.1% owned, 6.3 mil. What more do you want in a budget-ish striker? Talk to me, Oscar.
Well, like I said, I literally picked him up last game week, and I was going to delay that till this game week, but obviously the Ocarez injury meant I just ended up going a week early. Yeah. And I didn't think he'd do much against Newcastle, if I'm honest, and he got the brace. I think he's such a great option. So, yeah, like you said, he's on pens, he's cheap. I think he's perfect as a third forward. I mean, obviously, you're going to see a few players going off to AFCON, like Saar and Bumo. So I feel like I really like the Haaland, Mateta, Thiago front three, because I think you want to fill the striker slot. So I just think he's brilliant as a third forward. So volcanic ash for me.
Serve it up. Volcanic ash. Let's go.
Claire's and Chiana saying spicy ting. I think, honestly, volcanic ash. And he's Paul also got like ting. Fixtures as well. We should mention the fixtures aren't bad either.
Maggot saying for the price, spicy ting. Nick, what are you saying?
I do really, really rate him. Problem is, I've got Haaland, Mateta, same as most people. And then I've got Voltimada. And I do like Big Nick.
Yeah, you like him because I liked him first.
No.
Yeah.
You hadn't, I had to tell you who he was.
Bruh, are you all right? I brought him in first. He copies everyone that I bring in. Honestly, it's embarrassing.
You thought you were thinking of Sesko, and I had to explain to you which one was playing for Newcastle, which one's Man United. He is.
Sesko plays for Man United.
But Thiago is Thiago is a very, very good footballer. He's kind of picked up from that talisman role that Mbeumo had last year. Well, between him and
Wissa.
So he's where all the goals are coming from. Obviously, I know that they've got a couple of other decent players that pop up every now and again. But ultimately, if Brentford do well, he inevitably is involved. So I think he has to be. I'm not going to go volcanic ash.
Mm.
But actually, do you know what? For 6.3, I think he probably
6.3.
is.
6.3. Yep. Volcanic ash.
Yeah, I was going to say spicy thing, but...
Copying again.
Yeah, I know. He doesn't have an original thought.
He's a million... He's a million pounds cheaper than Voltimada, so...
Yeah, thanks for that. I swear you just said that a minute ago. Whatever.
Did you? Sorry.
Yeah. No, I didn't.
I was too busy.
Give me that one.
I was too busy eating my wings. Yeah. What about you, Ash? Because obviously, you normally get all your opinions from your brother because you bought.
Oh, yeah, that's very. You bought good. His account. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very funny.
Do you want to ring him and check what your opinions are?
I would actually ring him. Yeah. Right.
He just copies FPL review. That's what I heard.
What's that? What's review? I hear a lot about review. We talked about it last week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You haven't used it. No, I heard of it.
Why would you say that? Why me?
Because it's like becomes a staple thing in FPL now, isn't it?
Yeah, but not for us.
Basically, in a nutshell, you plug your ID in and then you press a few buttons.
Wait,
and
before
suggest...
you go on, are you on commission?
No, okay. No.
Do you agree with the use of it?
Yeah, I think it's a really useful tool. Like, I use it myself.
Fudge is banging.
I'll be honest, I use it, and it's like I've got a Players to Buy video, and it has projected points, which is from there. So, like, I think it's useful for bouncing ideas off, getting ideas. I rarely go with what it suggests, but it gives you suggested moves in a nutshell.
Oh, sorry.
And I've used it for years, so I think it's a good tool.
Exclusive there. FPL Focus teams run exclusively by FPL Review.
I started this new series on my channel this season with a guy called Tom Dollymore. He's the number one all-time FPL man. He'd be great, actually, to get a guest on here. Number one all-time. His record is, like, disgustingly good. Yeah. Just always. His average career rank is, like, 4K. Like, it's
better than Harry.
Yeah, he's number one all-time. So, like, he's the best there ever was.
Do you know what number one means, Ash?
No.
Yeah.
He's the best of all time. Who's better than Dave? My mate Dave Dunpup. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, but is he actually better than, my brother? Yes.
Yeah, even. Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, like, he uses it quite a lot. So I think that's like testament to that it is a good tool. But anyway,
all right.
That's a rabbit hole, that FPL review.
We'll see if we can bribe him to come on with some
weeks. Yeah, get him on.
All right, let's do a bit of this. Legends League, please. Was that a yes or a no?
No.
No? Oh, okay, cool. This is the Legends League, sponsored by our good friend Signed Football Shirts. The best prize money league in the world, as said so by Oscar. Isn't that right, Oscar?
That's true.
There you go. So yeah, for our members who are $2.99 tier or above, you get entered into our prize money league, where every single month of the season, the manager of that month will win a signed and framed football shirt of their choice. Some of the winners are in the chat. Delia, I've won one. Fella's won one. There's been loads of winners. George in the chat has won one. Incredible, incredible prize to hang on your wall. And like I say, it's only for the members, so $2.99 or above. You can join now, guys. You haven't missed the train. If you wanted to join and get in time for next month's prize, do so. Like I said, get on that membership tier, and then drop us a DM if you're unsure of how to join.
What's, but you'll find it in the community. What's the cutoff to join YouTube. That, of interest?
You can join like whenever you want.
But you have to be in the month before in order to win the prize.
Mm.
Because you know what happened last season? You know, KSI's got his money league.
Yeah.
The prize is $50,000.
Yeah.
And Lovro, the guy that won the whole FPL, joined it in like game week 37.
No way.
What?
And
surely that wasn't.
Did he get paid out?
Yeah, he got the money.
No way.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have to be in.
Yeah, no, I think you got to. Yeah, that's for like an over, like for ours is like a monthly thing. So you
yeah. Kind of yeah. So if you join the month before, it's fine.
And I was proper stuck between a rock and a hard place because I've been speaking to Lovro in advance because he was so far ahead. I wanted to do an interview with him.
Yeah.
So I'd managed to find him and connect with him. And KSI sent me a DM like, can you connect me with Lovro to send him the money? And I felt really bad because I forget who it was, but there was someone in the FPL community that was quite well followed on Twitter that was top of that league.
Yeah.
Up until like game week 37 when Lovro hopped in and won the $50,000.
No.
I don't blame him. I would do the exact same thing.
Yeah,
if he left it open without those clear rules established.
The guy's got some bollocks on him to do that.
Like, that's such a mad prize, isn't it? Compared to what FPL pays as well.
$50.
What's the price of FPL? It's like tickets to a game.
Squeegee
ball, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's
stress
like
ball and a
stress ball and tickets to a game.
Copper of FIFA 2002 World Cup.
And then KSI's putting up like $50,000 if you win his league.
Yeah,
I thought it wasn't allowed. So I'm surprised they haven't shut
him
down.
It's paid leagues that aren't allowed. He did it as just like the money's for
it's just frowned
wins.
Upon.
Yeah. Charitable donation. But yeah, guys, get involved.
Not a problem I'm going to have to worry about with
my
team.
Get involved in the Legends League. Oscar, are you in the Legends League?
No, I don't think I am.
Oh, no. It's awkward. So here's the current standings for November.
Josh is having a great season, by the way.
Who?
Josh, look.
What, from the grads?
Yeah.
So this is for November. You've got Paul in the chat down in 10, Danish in 9, FPL semi-casual there in 8, Mike in 7, Denver in 6, Paul in 5th, Vicky in 4th, Josh Scott in 3rd, Mike Hillard in 2nd, and currently top of the monthly standings is FPL Penguin Calvin. And then we have the overall standings. We don't really ever disclose a prize. It's really, if you win it, we'll contact you and be like,
what do you want? What do you want?
What do you want?
So it like a kitchen last year, wasn't it?
I think it was. Was it John?
A new kitchen.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure it was John O'Shea that won it.
He was moving out.
No, it was George.
George Gavin.
George Gavin won it.
He wanted to like renovate his kitchen or
something.
Yeah. We were like, what do you want? Like a TV? Like
yeah, a PlayStation.
I was like, no, I'm just doing
an antique fireplace.
FPL hippie. I was just talking about the KSI things. Yeah. And that's like me chatting a bird up and then Cala Fury walks in.
So yeah, here's the overall. We've got Mike in 10, Sonali in 9, Danish in 8, Matt's in 7th, who won the last Manager of the Month prize, and he's picking a John McGinn signed and framed shirt.
McGinn.
Being delivered to Sweden. Dan Fella in 6th, Charlie in 5th, Kieran in 4th, George Gavin, winner of last season, in 3rd, Matt in 2nd, and John O'Shea is currently top of the overall standings.
I think Dan's top of the Content Creators League.
He's having really?
A good season as well, yeah.
Yeah.
It must be top 100k.
I'm floating around there somewhere.
Ooh, yeah.
Top 10-ish, you know.
Be round, be round it down.
Floating around.
How?
Listen, you've got to fly low, man. You've got to fly low key, Nick. You're too brazen with it, yeah?
You've
got to relax a bit, bro.
you're like Christmas decorations. You're like
sparkly.
You're all over it, like sort of November, December, and then you're completely forgotten come Easter. no one even remembers where you were. You're back in the attic.
All right, let's do a bit of this. A bit of Tuesday Social.
Yes, George, let's get...
He's retracted the message.
We'll get James on to this.
All right, it's Tuesday Social. This is where we take an item from news, sport, entertainment, and we pick it apart, discuss it. You guys get involved in the chat with your thoughts and opinions on it too.
It's
really was
news.
Only one place that we had to start, And that was with this Sky Sports News dropping a new TikTok channel. Do you guys know about this?
Yeah, I did.
I did a comment.
I'll read through. A comment. Just in case. A comment. In case you've been living under a rock, guys, let me just read through like the timeline of events. So, introducing Sky Sports Halo, the little sis of Sky Sports, a new TikTok channel created specifically for female sports fans. We're all about all sports and championing female athletes. We're here for the culture, community, and connection. We don't just watch sports. We live it. This was the look of the channel. Obviously, taking inspiration from Focal. I hope you copyrighted your stuff, bro.
That's cute.
And then the backlash was immense. It was sustained. It was frequent. It was beautiful to see. And then within 3 days, Sky Sports have backtracked and dropped this statement saying, our intention for Halo was to create a space alongside our existing social channels for new, young female fans. We've listened. We didn't get it right. As a result, we're stopping all activity on this account. We're learning and remain as committed as ever to creating spaces where fans feel included and inspired. Focal, talk to me. What did you think initially when you saw...
You helped set it up, didn't you?
I was on the pitch. Yeah, no. It would have been good to get a woman's perspective on this. I've sort of been following the story, and some of the stuff was like unbelievably in bad taste. It was like how the matcha and
how the hot girl walker matcha hits. Slay, yes, queen. It was just all this.
The CEO of Sky did reply to someone that got in touch about it. He did reply saying it was like an all-female team that did come up with it.
No way.
It was
no way.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, a shocking idea. I can't believe it got signed off. I don't really have any particular thoughts on it other than that.
If they were all female, they can't have been more than 12 years old, because like the language, the font, the shiny, fluffy pink. This, my point is, right, Delia's in here. We've chatted to her loads about football before. Pickle, I know, is obviously a girl as well. But Kate loves football. When she wants to watch football or watch highlights of football, she goes to Sky Sports and just watches it the same as, guess what? Anyone else would watch football.
It's just quite patronising. It's like tone deaf to launch something like that.
What you don't need is a separate channel for girls to understand and make it a bit more female friendly. So we're going to do some glitter and like use stupid language about
fonts.
Absolute. A hot girl summer and all this bullshit. Just shut up. Just if people enjoy the football, like let them enjoy the football, because they're watching it in the first place because they like it because of what it already is. And my analogy was, you know, like if you go to a stuffy old golf club somewhere and they always used to be men only in the bar, didn't it? And now some of them will have a separate female bar. It's like that's not the fix. Yeah. Like a women's only bar within, still loads of golf clubs have that.
Really?
So you've got like the original bar, which is like the men's bar, and then you have a separate little women's
bar.
That's
mental.
That's not the fix. The fix is not to create a separate bar. Yeah. It's to let everyone just have a drink
at the bar
afterwards.
I play golf, so I didn't even know that. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like it's so stuffy, but
it's a different world, Oscar, when you get to Nick's level of money.
Don't even start me on the polo match, because the sexism's rife. But I do think that it was completely turned up. A company as big as Sky, right? They're always going to do market research. So I don't understand how it got passed.
I mean. It's so tone deaf. Point, and no one said, signed off.
Unless it was just like yes men. They've spoke to people that are like, oh, it's Sky. We don't want to upset them. So if you think it's a good idea, we think it's good. Like,
Do you see what they were trying to do?
No. It's like, okay, think of something that's like really super feminine.
Tampons.
No, because that is something that's exclusively for females.
Right, that's literally what you asked me.
JK Rowling over
you here. You literally asked me what's something exclusive to
not
females.
Not exclusively. What's something that's generally more of a girl's thing? Love Island, shall we say?
Is it? I don't even know.
You stay out of this.
I mean, my girlfriend's probably watching maths. No, I don't.
I love maths, yeah. Maths is good to I like a lot of girly stuff, so I can't really... But what I mean, if you've got something that's like typically a female thing, it's like...
Bikinis.
No, because it's not something that just is for...
That's what you asked, no?
Say if it is. Let's say, right? Let's say...
Yeah.
Love Island.
Love Island.
Probably more women.
Right, you love Love Island.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not talking about me. But what I'm saying is, it's like if they got Ray Winstone to like voice this, all right, lads, check out this. Do you know what I mean? Just in this like over the top, made up like, it's not just for the girls.
It just wouldn't land, would it?
And it's just stupid. It's doesn't like, land yeah. It just is, it's all backwards. Or like, I just, or trying to like sell Prosecco to kind of just being like, put it in a pint glass and like, do you know what I mean? Like make it appeal to the lads more, draw a football. But it is a bit like football advertising stuff in general is a bit like that. When the World Cup comes around and it's like an advert for cornflakes, it'll just be like some kid kicking a box of cornflakes into a goal. Like, it's like, just stop trying to appropriate everything. Just leave it as it is.
And do you think, sorry, go on.
How long did it last this?
3 days.
Yeah.
Like, was it? Yeah.
Mate, the
week.
Backlash was severe and rightly so.
Yeah. I did see it on Twitter.
Do you think that would it have been more appropriate, or I don't know if that's the right word, but to create a channel that was specifically for women's sports to try and promote and elevate the eyes on women's sports? Would that have been,
do you know what it is,
a better direction for them to go in, or is that
it's
a non-runner as well?
It's always money. So this was to get engagement. It was a section of the market that they probably don't hit with their normal algorithm. So I would assume all it literally is let's try and get into that influencer, like TikTok-y kind of field. Just then we've covered off that area of demographic, even though they're not really interested in our product.
Mm.
We're trying to make it seem as if, like, it's just...
They couldn't have made it more stereotypical if they tried.
It was like...
They sat in a room and went, guys, let's... What are the most common stereotypes about women?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And let's make a TikTok channel based on that.
And we're calling it Halo.
And we call it Halo, yeah.
Yeah. But it was shocking. Yeah, it was just mental.
Yeah.
And how they framed everything about it was just... I genuinely thought it was a wind-up. When I first saw it, I thought it was someone like... they've launched this thing and now someone's copied it, like doing some funny screenshots, pretending like this is what they're doing. But I was like, oh my God.
Someone actually signed that off.
It's real.
Someone came up with that idea and someone said, yes, that's good. Let's do it and let's tell everybody about it.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing was, like, because when I saw it, I thought, oh, okay, that's pretty cool. Like, they want to highlight women's sports, like all sports. I thought, okay, that's cool. Let me have a little look. And then when I was on the page, it was all men's football. It was mainly men's stuff.
Wait, what?
And then obviously I found out, I saw some of the comments. Yeah. Like, what? And I didn't even notice the writing and stuff on it. And I was like, oh, that's a bit out of pocket. That.
Well, the thing is, what if they did it, like, if you apply it across, what if they said, right, we're going to have a LGBTQ, like, a channel, separate channel for them to enjoy. Do you know what I mean?
We don't need a separate channel. Hi guys,
it's me. Like, just real. Oh, do you know what I mean? Like, just ridiculous stereotype. Why'd you go? Oh, we've got a special, like, you know, ethnic channel for people to watch football. Like, yes, bruv, come and watch. Do you know what I mean? This is like,
I'd watch that.
Of course, you'd front it.
I'd follow.
But I just think the whole thing's like, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to cater like separately.
Mm.
You have to cater for all.
Mm.
So we can all enjoy it together. Because guess what? When you go to watch a football match in a stadium, you've probably got someone ethnic behind you.
Mm.
You've probably got someone LGBTQ in front of you. You've got a girl next to you. It's all different people.
Yeah, man.
Are enjoying it in the same way. So the broadcasting or social media element of it doesn't need to be different. Because when you go to watch a game, we're all seeing the same thing with our eyes, and whether you're gay, straight, old, young, boy, girl, whatever, you're watching the exact same thing, and you're taking it, and you're probably coming away with the same conclusions and enjoying the football.
Yeah, not good at all. Dennis says, you can tell the content was made by a guy who thinks this is how women talk. Claire says, totally unaware of this stupid idea from Sky Sports. Never used TikTok anyway. So this is news to you, Claire, then. Interesting. Delia says, nothing better than Sky mansplaining how women should watch football.
That's what I feel a bit of a dick, like, talking about this now, because there's three blokes here just talking about it. But obviously, like, I'm just saying what I've seen.
But we have women, ladies watching the show.
Of course, yeah. Claire, every like, Delia, like, always. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, I know that this is, seeing the comments, I'm not speaking from this is what I think you should, like, this is
I don't think you need to be a woman to know
the
that
general
this is
consensus
completely out
has
of
been.
Pocket. Like this is yeah, just common sense, really. Milo says FPL Pickle is a better FPL manager than every man here. Probably facts.
That's true.
Yeah.
Probably facts. How Sky Sports came up with that name is beyond me, says Freshly. I might start a platform for only anonymous people and call it Lalo. Very good. Well done, George. All right, so that was Tuesday Social. Now we're going to do a little bit of just one question.
If they do, mate.
Wait, say that again.
No, go on. That just occurred to me. That would be a good name for it.
This is a part of the show called Just One Question. So this week I tweeted out and asked you guys at home or on Twitter, what's something that makes you lose respect for someone? The response has been outrageous on this one. But I wanted to get your guys' views first before we go to the guys on X. So Oscar, talk to me, man. What's something that makes you lose respect for somebody?
So I was gonna lean into that story earlier with the delivery guy, and I was gonna go with
people that leave you with no fuel.
Well, just general incompetence. Like for that guy to rock up hours late to then ask for a lift in the car he's just dropped off to me, and just also leave it empty of fuel. Just those three things in combination blew my mind. Yeah. So for me, incompetence.
That's wild. Like I'd be embarrassed. Like he obviously does this every day, right?
The fuel thing.
Drop a car off with 15 miles on it and then ask for a lift is disgraceful.
And hours late.
Exactly.
The lateness is his fault and the asking for a lift is his fault, but via his company who should be paying for him to get back from every customer. The fuel thing will be because his company haven't filled that. So, unless he's going to do it out of his own pocket.
Yeah.
I'll let him off that one, but everything else.
Yeah, but 15 miles, Nick.
Yeah, but we know we've
got a quarter tank.
Listen, there's people. The reason why, because dealers still supply the cars to the lease companies, and they screw them down for such a deal. That if I'm not giving an extra 50 quid away every single car.
Not 50, a tenner.
Nah, you know what they're like.
He's had to drive. He drove the car to you, yeah.
Yeah, he drove it to me.
He drove it to you. So
and he probably came a long way, and that's why he ate through the petrol. But
yeah, he's not getting like 10 miles from close to your house and going, "Oh, I'm running a little bit low. Fuel-y. I might not even make it."
Has it got French plates on it? Is it like?
I feel a bit bad for him because he said like he gets a taxi allowance and he used it up already. But the company, whoever he works for, sounds like a joke for them to say you've got a taxi allowance and if you go over it. You got to figure it out on your own.
Which journey
this guy
this
to be saying
that
can I have a lift on the car I've just given you? Mm. Yeah, so I'll go in competence.
Competence. Yeah. All right, Nick. I'm sure you've got a couple for this.
Mine is if I see someone not being respectful. I mean, manners in general, but people that aren't. And I think someone else put this in the chat as well, in the comments. People that aren't respectful to people in like customer service type positions.
Okay, yeah.
So like if I see someone being
like a restaurant.
Yeah, like a restaurant.
Or a flight check-in.
Or yeah, exactly those sort of things. So people just being unnecessarily rude to people because they think because they're at work they're not gonna say anything back, so I can just be as rude as I want.
Yeah.
I think that a life hack is
take your own advice, mate.
Just to be if you're friendly to them, you tend to get what you want. They'd be more inclined to want to help you as well.
For sure.
If you're on customer service call and
facts.
If you're treating them like a knob, they're not gonna be willing to go the extra mile for you. So I just think
like whenever I want to leave or pretend to leave Sky so I can get a cheaper deal, I'm their best mate when I ring up. I'm not like I'm sick of Sky. I know some people do that. Yeah. Like, I'm sick of Sky. It's more money every single year. I'd be like, mate, listen, I know the score. Every year we play this game. We can do the whole dance of I'm gonna leave. Are you gonna leave?
Yeah.
I said, and I might just for the voice recording, but I was like, do me a favor, please.
Let's skip this bit.
Let's skip the whole backwards and forwards and just tell me what's the very best you can do.
I've been with EE for about 15 years now. And like every 2 years, I always sign up for the 24 month. Every two years, it's the same thing. Like, I found this deal. I'm thinking of leaving.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, well, let me just see what we can do for you. And then they always find a way to knock a fiver a month off and then you renew for 2 years. Yeah. Rinse and repeat.
My favorite used to be when I think it's a bit more they can check now, but with broadband and with Sky.
Mm.
And I used to do it every year. I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about going to Virgin because da 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 da. And then one year, the guy turned around and was like, let me just check. you cannot get virgin in your area. And I was like, what?
Was he Irish?
Yes. Scottish, actually. he was like, yeah, you can't get it in your area.
Oh, no. He was playing 4D chess.
They're revolving.
Oh, lucky.
They're revolving. I can't lie to them. So, yeah, I think I was going to get Now TV.
No, all right. They're good. That's good ones. I've got one that's a bit more specific, and it's people that soil their roast dinners.
Soil it?
Yeah, with sauce, like ketchup and mayo and stuff like that.
Ketchup and mayo?
You can't put ketchup.
Ketchup.
If you put ketchup on a roast dinner...
No, that's awful.
You can get in the bin.
But other sauces, because I will absolutely smash... Yeah, no, not mayo.
Gravy.
Horseradish.
Horseradish. Mint cranberry, sauce. Apple sauce. Mint. Okay. Fine.
Just checking.
If you're doing a dollop of mayo...
You lose respect for them.
Bro.
No, they're not condiments for a
Jump
roast.
Over there in that bin. See you later.
There's nothing...
It's well out of pocket, that.
Yeah, that is mental.
I'll lose all respect for you. Yeah. And there's people that do this. People that put sauce on random stuff. Like ketchup and mayo on random things that don't belong.
There's a rumour in my family that I do this, but I don't actually do it. It's just because I love sauce so much.
Mm.
Like, I absolutely love sauce.
Well, you don't like hot drinks, do you? So I've never trusted you since you said that to me.
I might be the only one that does this, but I have ketchup and mayo together.
What?
Oh, like a Thousand Island dressing.
Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Well, it's a bit like...
It's so nice.
The council pink version.
Sauce. Like, if I'm chips, I'll do ketchup, mayo, and then I'll drag the chip through both sauces on the way through.
Yeah?
That's
ketchup, mayo, double up?
Yeah.
I have done that.
Honestly, it's really good.
It's not as, good as the American mustard and ketchup double up.
American? No, I've never had that. Mm. What did you call it? Thousand
Island.
Thousand Island. Well, it's just
like a pink dressing for salad, isn't it?
What is Thousand Island? Hold on, I'm going to check.
Who knows?
You, while you're doing that, I'm going to check. Or Mary Rose. Isn't it Mary Rose sauce?
I don't know. That sounds way too posh for something that I'd eat, mate.
Well, it says people with no respect for the elders.
Yeah. All right, let me read through some of these because we got quite a few. So something that instantly makes you lose respect for someone. Yeah,
Mary Rose sauce is a classic British condiment primarily made up of a blend of mayo
Mary Rose.
And ketchup.
Oh, that's it.
To go on like
I don't
prawns.
Like blend it like that, but yeah, same thing.
You're having a deconstructed Mary Rose sauce.
Yeah.
I'm going to get through some of these. So what's something that makes you lose respect for someone? FPL Stark, was he in the Traitors game? He says, being asked a very obvious question instead of then applying their brain and figuring it out first.
He's probably talking about me and traitors. Kept asking him who the traitors were. And the whole time it was him.
Do you get that one? Do you agree with that one? Give me a bell or a buzzer.
Yeah, it's kind of lazy, isn't it? Especially nowadays, you get the quick AI answer on Google.
That's the problem now. It's getting harder and harder to tell the stupid people because they could reply in a way, unless they forget to delete the double hyphen.
Mm.
Then we can tell it's ChatGPT.
All right. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? Midnight Mule says, when someone posts, I scored X this week, is that any good on FPL?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah?
Well, just go to the average score. Just look slightly up to where you're already looking to see your score. Look slightly across and it'll tell you the answer.
Oscar's staying quiet on this one.
Are people doing that? What? Is that really
people
a thing?
People do it all the time. Like, oh, really? I got 78 points this week while everyone else got like
30. Surely then asking, is that good?
Is that any good?
It's like
any good,
The average is 50 and they're like, 78, good?
Yeah, any good, yeah. It's just like a wind-up, isn't it?
What? Thoughts?
Like, so patronising.
If you're doing it ironically, that's quite funny.
But it's relentless. Everyone does it. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? FPL Cal says, if you use FPL Review in secret.
Now Oscar admitted it.
Yeah, he's out in the open, so you don't count. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? FPL Velvet says, people playing TikTok or other videos on their phone on public transport.
Yeah, for sure.
Or
music out loud. Yeah.
Any sort of... I don't even have the ring to my phone, like, not on silent. Do you know what I mean? Like...
My phone's always on silent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I'm not looking at the phone when you ring, I'm not answering.
Well, you can feel it. You can put it on vibrate.
I don't want it on vibrate. Why? I'll look at the phone, see a missed call, and then I'll ring you back.
Oh.
That's what I do.
I bet you didn't used to. Now it's 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Knowing you back in the day, you would have done the missed call, wouldn't you? I used to have my skanky mates that would like ring me.
As if
I didn't know exactly what you've done. So I have to use my minutes to call you back. Yeah. Oh, I've got any credit.
I play football with Ash every Thursday, and then the group chat, they're like, hands in if you want to play this week. And Ash always leaves it so late, and he ends up on the reserves, like, unable to join, unless someone drops out. You got lucky last week.
I did.
Do you remember what happened last week, though, that tackle?
We Which one?
You tackled someone.
No.
Who, me?
Someone came in to tackle Ash, and mm-hmm. he sort of like hit the ball really hard, and it went off them, came back, hit him square in the face.
Yeah, flush in my eyeball.
Hit you?
Yeah.
Mudgy right.
Oh, did it hit your eye? He was down.
Straight
was down
on my eye. Honestly, I saw a flash, and I thought I was gone. R.I.P.
Yeah, Ash never goes down, flash. But he was down on the ground for a long time.
Went on the ground? Yeah, bro, you're mugging it. No, I was standing up like this.
Nah, he went down.
I was like Captain Hook.
Ash is down. Switch standby mode.
To be fair, it's not like totally like uncommon to see me injured, is it? Oscar rescued me like this week. Because I was like left it really late. And he messaged me, he's like, Ash, are you actually going to vote this week? And I was like, oh yeah, let me go back in. And I'm still reserve. Never mind. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? Gadfly says, men who use the wheels on tiny suitcases instead of carrying it.
No, I do that. Oh no, tiny suitcases, no.
Little
big,
ones.
Big suitcase. Yeah, you got to go with it.
Yeah, you travel a lot, Oscar, didn't you? That is very niche, yeah.
If it's a little like carry-on
wheel
one.
It. I'd wheel it. If it's got wheels, you wheel it. Why would you lift it?
Because it's pathetic. You
no, it's not.
Did I tell you the story what happened when I went to Gran Canaria, last international break?
You told me at football, but tell one.
So I went to Gran Canaria with Miss Vocal, and on the last day, we get back to the airport, and I pat my pockets, and I'm like, where's my passport?
Oh, no.
And I was like, it was in my pocket. So we were like, where is it? So we rang up the car company, and they were like, we haven't got it, because we'd like rented a car. And we went to the booth at Ryanair, and I was like, I don't have my passport. The flight's in an hour. What do we do? And they were like, oh, no problem. You can get an emergency passport. It'd probably take about 48 hours to arrive.
Oh.
I was like, what? I'm going to be here for 2 days. So we were like, right, well, the flight's done. Like, we went back to the hotel. We looked in the room. We asked at reception, looked everywhere. Wasn't there. We went to like a supermarket on the way to the airport. We went there. We were like, have you seen my passport? And they were like, no, sorry, nothing handed in. And we were like, oh my God, it's over. So we went back to the airport, and I was like, you're going to have to go without me. I'm going to just be stuck here a few days. And we were like, oh, we went to the petrol station to fill it up before returning. Let's just ask there. It was a last resort. So I went in there, and I was like, have you seen a passport? Anyone handed in a passport? And the guy was like, nope, impossible. And I was like, fuck.
Impossible.
I remember it so vividly. He said, impossible. And I was like, oh my God. So then I'm going back out, and I'm just getting in the taxi, and I hear someone shout, passport! Uh-huh. And you know, in some countries, they'll fill up
another
the car
Irish
for
guy
you. Yeah, so this guy, it fallen out of my pocket as I got out to fill the car up. And the guy, that turns out he fills it up for you. And he'd seen it on the ground and picked it up and kept hold of it. So yeah, we managed to jump on the next flight in the end.
Oh my God. That's one of them, isn't it?
When your luck's in.
But that's why it's unlucky and lucky at the same time.
Yeah.
But that's one of them where your sinus is clear.
Yeah. It was right, like, when it hits you, like, oh my God. Yeah. Where is it? And like, you know, empty my bag. It just wasn't there. Oh.
What a nightmare.
Worked out in the end. Yeah.
Speaking of lost and found things, I think I told you, didn't I, last week? I've changed, Oscar.
You've changed?
I've changed, yeah.
What do you mean?
I think the Luton has finally left me.
Less of a criminal.
What?
I think the Luton has finally left me. No, not the team. The culture. I found two credit cards.
And I only used one
in public. And I didn't spend them.
Wow.
I handed one in.
Well done.
I handed one in and I cut one up. I swear, someone's testing me. But I was in Tesco.
I
was at the self-checkout.
Good karma's going to be on your side.
I was at the self-checkout. Yeah. I went to pay for my meal deal. And then there was a Tesco credit card in the card machine. I've gone, oh,
wow.
I'll have that. Go on. Get in. Take that.
You know the cameras
straight
are
in the pocket.
They're
only looking if they're looking, though. Unless they're looking specifically for something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
like someone saying, I've lost my credit card.
I walk out with my £3.60 meal deal and my new Tesco credit card.
£60 meal.
I walk out. I don't know what hit me, Oscar. I got 3 steps outside Tesco and something stopped me and I went,
you're a changed man.
No, I can't do this.
You got ethics.
I turned back.
He did walk out.
I went up to the security guy. I said, I've just found this card in the machine. I was going to nick it, but I'm going to give it to you. All right, look after.
I was going to nick it.
I've tapped it out.
Later.
All right, mate.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you, mate.
So yeah, I did my bit. I don't know what the security guard did with it, but he probably did what I was going to do with it.
Yeah.
I'm proud of myself. And
well done.
A few days later, I was going for a walk and I literally found an M&S credit card just on the floor. Obviously, I've picked it up.
Obviously.
Yeah, I've gone back home. I've gone off. I've ChatGPT'd it. I've gone, how can I spend someone else's credit card without getting
caught? And then here we are, chicken wings.
And then the results weren't what I expected. So I was like, nah, do you know what?
ChatGPT'd it. How to spend on someone else's turns card anonymously.
Turns out ChatGPT is smarter than you think. It refused to be my accomplice in this.
Two things. One, Oscar, you said well done. Yeah. Someone shouldn't get congratulations for doing the bare minimum someone should do as a good human. Secondly, you haven't changed.
I have changed.
When you ChatGPT'd it, you realised you probably couldn't do it.
No, I realised I could do it.
No. You said it wasn't, or was he's harder than force?
Well done is special treatment for him, because that for him, that's really good. If that was you, I'd be like, that's not really acceptable. You should have done better.
But normally what he would have done is like found out the address where they live, like track them down. Yeah, track them down. Wait until they've gone out and tried to steal the car as well. Unbelievable.
It's not about the process. It's about the end outcome, Nick. All right. And I did the right thing, all right?
Well,
I'm
not really.
Proud of myself. Be proud of me. Just say you're proud of me.
That's like someone going to murder someone, and when they get to the house, they're out. They go, oh, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's like going to murder someone, getting there, putting the knife to their throat and going, do you know what? Actually, I don't really fancy this.
Check in.
And then just leave it in.
Check in ChatGPT. How likely am I to get away with murder?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, you could be caught. God, okay. Damn it.
I'm not sure about that. What did he say? The outcome is all about the outcome.
It's
Sky Sports Halo, but don't worry. It's cancelled now. It doesn't exist anymore. The outcome.
How that credit card stealing hits.
Yeah.
All right, I've got a few more. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? Steve-O's got a few here, so I'm just going to read the first one here. When someone says they love, insert social media platform. So I guess that's when someone says, I love...
Yeah,
Blue Sky.
Right,
I love
Instagram,
TikTok.
I think it's just he's not a fan of social media. So I guess I can see it. We all use it. So we're all hypocrites.
YouTube social media though. I love YouTube.
Would you say YouTube?
Yeah, but you don't go around
media?
Going. No, I love
is
YouTube.
It? I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. More no, like I a mean, video I streaming.
Yeah, I guess I wouldn't say it. I would say it.
Well, you maybe it's for you.
I love YouTube.
If you're a creator. If you're a creator, it's like social media because you're replying to comments and stuff, aren't you?
We've got to clip that now. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? FPL Gandalf says, people that think it's spag bowl instead of spag bowl.
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
You agree with that one?
Spag bowl instead of bowl for bolognese. Do you know what? On a similar level, I lose respect for people straight away if they have poor grammar or spelling. If someone writes a message to me...
You must love chatting to me then.
Yeah. If someone... I chat to you. It doesn't mean I respect you. if someone puts the wrong there.
They are there.
Or the wrong two.
Mm.
That straight away, I'm just like, what am I dealing with here? This is not for me.
And you hate it when I pick up on stuff that you do. Because you do... Every now and then, you'll drop a little doozy and I'll pick up on it.
Yeah.
I hate when I do it on you.
If you find the odd one.
Mm.
Even a blind squirrel finds the nut.
You'll win a million now by next week. I hope Zygor, if that's true, mate, Wingstop all round. That's all I'm saying. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? FPL Economist says, people with posts that say, if I get X amount of likes, I will captain X player.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see those, don't you?
Is that what you're playing
for? Captain Saka home to Tottenham if I get 1,000 likes. It's like, it's not even a bad captain.
I do think those sort of ones. It's like you're playing, obviously this year you get two, but it's like you get one a year and you're going to spunk it up the wall for like 20 likes on Twitter from like bots. What are you doing?
What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? FPL Timmy says... When people criticise adults liking Pokemon.
Oh, that's because a few people said
what?
Pokemon. So a bit earlier in the chat, people are adults that like Pokemon. So he's responding saying people that criticise.
So this is an interesting one, right?
Should grown-ups play Pokemon? I've never played it.
It's not really a game. I mean, you can use them as a game, but they're more of an investment.
In FPL Traitors, like half of them are like loving talking about Pokemon.
Still like one of the biggest brands in the world.
Oh, it's huge. They have like all these conventions and like markets where you can go and trade and this and that.
I was too old when it came out in the first place.
Was you?
First time around. So I never really got
I
into
wish
it.
No,
I'll never forget that. what was it, like the month or two of Pokemon Go.
Just everyone's
outside. Everyone's on their phone.
Pokemon Go is legit, man.
You know, everyone's outside playing Pokemon Go, and you'll hear someone say, "Oh, there's like a Charizard over there." Yeah. And people like rush over there to go find it.
It got everyone outside, though, didn't it?
Yeah,
it worked.
And I remember I was single at the time, and I had a couple of dates where we ended up like going around London doing a bit of Pokemon Go, and it was brilliant.
Yeah,
that was a good era.
First person to like actually find a partner, because it does strike me as a sort of hobby that someone who is eternally single would have. It seems the Venn diagram of Pokemon and sexual attractiveness is a very thin slither. In the
You don't let him talk to you like this, Oscar. I'll say we do him in after the show.
Because Oscar's got, as the Halo would say, ultimate Riz for.
Oh God,
Ariella, the screen's gone off.
It's gone standby. Look, Marcello found a fiance. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there's a lot of like hot girls playing Pokemon.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know,
that's where it's at. It. Forget Hinge.
Ariella,
forget Tinder.
Do you play?
What about
Pokemon
Go?
Ask Jesse. He's like,
I know Jesse loves
bad
it.
Addiction. Yeah,
he's got a bad what?
Hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know a guy at work that does that. Every lunchtime, he goes to Tesco's to see what Pokemon cards they got.
Scalping.
Yeah, yeah. Cheers, lads. As he's crying.
Yeah, as loves.
He loves Pokemon, does he? You'd be eating those words if you saw my Pokemon card binders. No, I legit regret selling all my Pokemon cards when I was younger because I had some bad boy ones.
Yeah, I've still got mine.
Fuming.
Yelena, do you play Pokemon?
They're worth hundreds, if not thousands.
I want to know if Yelena plays Pokemon.
What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? Abdul says, guys who use umbrellas.
Yeah, I didn't get this one.
What?
Guys who use umbrellas.
Or if it's raining.
Exactly. His thing is like you look like a wuss walking with an umbrella. It's like the thing's made to stop you getting can you imagine just turning up somewhere?
Yeah, but are you
absolutely soaked?
You're not a real man.
And someone going, why are you so wet? Like, yeah, but I didn't use an umbrella though, did I? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's just it's just a bit of water, isn't it? Like, be a real man and just soldier that. Just walk through the rain.
Why would you get wet when there's literally an invention?
Yeah.
There's like a wreckage of a car and you go to the back and someone's dying in the back. And they'd be like, oh shit, what happened? They'd be like, I didn't use a seatbelt. It's wimps, isn't it? Like,
wait,
what are you talking about?
Yeah, but at least he was cool though.
Yeah, I'm too cool for the seatbelt. Like, what was that from?
I don't know. Dude, Where's My Car?
Oh no, Kanye. Sorry. Kanye West. But no, it is mad. Like, a lot of people have said about not, like having an umbrella, like it's a bit of a
I didn't know that was the thing.
A wimpy
That's crazy.
Look.
Yeah,
I'm like umbrella all day long. Why would you get wet? It's not cool to get wet.
You look like a real bad boy if you just get
it's
wet.
It's not the Matrix. It's not like the final scene of the Matrix.
Like Neo,
you don't look like him.
Yeah, I literally look like Neo. I look like Morpheus, bro. All right.
What you look like?
My sunglasses on. Sitting down with rain, and it's miserable, and there's no sunlight at all. But there I am, getting wet with my sunglasses on, looking cool. That's all that matters. We all know this.
I'll take a picture of you.
What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? Az says, people who put their seats back on aeroplanes. I think you had this in room 101 once, but it drives me mad. There's such limited room and it knocks things off my tray and puts everything at a weird angle. Selfish.
Yeah, it's true.
You agree with
that? I don't think you should recline.
It is annoying, but I'll put mine back when I'm on a flight, to be fair.
Unless if you're on a night flight.
What'd you say, Oscar?
I said I always put mine back, so yeah. I'm that guy.
You must fly first class these days, don't
it? No.
Yeah,
have you seen
doing
it? You
put your seat back on like a, say like a 3-hour Spain flight.
It's probably the cutoff, isn't it? That's like,
that's what I was going to say. If you're like flying Caribbean.
Three plus hours, seat's going back. To be fair, it's like it goes from there to there. It's not like it goes flat.
Mm.
No, I would not be happy. I don't think they should make them recline. Then it cuts out the argument.
Mm.
I don't think anyone should be able to recline the seats.
I saw a TikTok. Someone like got upgraded to the front row, but they didn't realise the very front row on this particular flight are the ones that face backwards.
Right.
So they like recorded themselves and they're literally looking at the whole flight.
Oh, yeah.
From the front.
<It's> like a stewardess.
Yeah. Like a stewardess.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yeah, that is terrible. Just to sit there and stare at them for the whole flight for like 5 hours.
They at least get more leg room, though.
Yeah, loads of leg room.
Oh, okay.
You've got to sit there and stare at the whole flight.
Everyone judging you.
Yeah,
man,
they're looking at you.
You wankers, all of you.
Yeah.
Best thing I've ever had. When we were flying home in February, and we got on the plane, and the plane was pretty busy, but we had the whole middle row and the whole side row, because we had two and two, and it ended up being, we had, there was no one else sitting on anyone on that row, but then everywhere else was like booked on the plane. So it literally could just like lay down sideways. And the kids just slept on my lap. I was like, this is...
Where it was, it was the private jet being refueled or something?
That was that, I'm trying to reduce my carbon footprint.
Oh, okay. Right, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't want to get a bad
doing
reputation.
Your part for the world, yeah?
Yeah, yeah,
What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? Mo says, not having a top 10K.
Well, me and you, Ash.
Bruh, don't even talk about me.
Respect know, your brother, bruh, but...
Behave yourself. Top 10K.
Yeah, but there was only 12K players when you got yours.
Bruh. Are you on my side of
his
this?
Brother got it. He's never had a top 10K.
Really?
His brother account.
I didn't buy his account.
We've been over this. He
do I sound like the sort of guy
account.
Who almost stole two credit
stole
cards?
It. Stole right? his brother's
yeah.
account.
Yeah.
Do I look like the sort of guy who would pay someone?
No, so he stole it. That was a
lie. Yeah, but he's changing his story then, because before he said that I had to pay for it.
Why
had to pay for
installments?
See, that's why he's doing the soundboard.
Oh my god! Stop fucking lying.
What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? That was a lie. Adults making a crisp sandwich.
Yeah, it's a bit baby.
I haven't got a problem with that.
No. I don't mind
a
crisp
sandwich. Do you have a crisp sandwich?
No, not personally, but if someone made one, I just think, fair play.
I think, like, yeah.
I like super noodle sandwiches.
Anything that's
it's
like
a bit of a kid's thing to do. But
yeah. Like, if I saw a grown up with a jam sandwich, I'd think the same.
If they had a jam sandwich?
You know, like a kid, like a jam sandwich. Or like someone eating, like a grown up eating pom bears. Who's that? Or something like that.
Where's that
from? Oh, no, don't hate on pom bears.
Come
pom
on.
Pom bears are elite.
Come on. Like kettle chips or pom bears. What are you having?
Pombez.
Oh my god, Oscar.
Pombez have got zero flavour.
Can't deal with this.
No, I like the just ready salted. Yeah, salty, yeah. Pombez.
Yeah, your meal deal.
Same with those smiley potato things.
What's your meal deal, Oscar?
If it was up to me, and for my girlfriend wouldn't like say you can't get those are for kids, I would have those smiley potato things.
Like potato smileys?
Potato smileys. They're unbelievable.
With some ketchup and mayo.
I'd have those with lettuce, lettuce spaghetti.
Yeah. What's your meal deal? Is it ham sandwich, pom bears, and a water?
Cheese and ham sandwich.
Yeah, I'm bound. Yeah,
pom
bears. Spot on, yeah.
Depends on, I don't know, it depends. Pepsi Max.
Pepsi Max.
Oasis, maybe Ribena.
Oasis is elite.
No, like, if I was having a meal deal, joking aside, I probably wouldn't get pom bears, but like, I like pom bears though. I'd probably get McCoy's.
George says pom bear and jam sandwiches.
Sounds like it needs to come with like a popper and a little bag of Haribo and like some cake wrapped in a tissue. It sounds like a party bag meal deal for kids.
You should ask every guest what would be your perfect meal deal.
Yeah, we should. That would be a good one, actually.
Mm. Let's do a couple more. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? Spencer says, FPL Beery says, them voting to banish you from the FPL Traitors game when you're a faithful. Is that aimed at you?
Well, I was one of many. There was.
Oh, you did?
It was a unanimous vote.
Oh!
Unanimous vote. He spoke about wine. Which we now know was genuine.
Let's do one more. What's something that makes you lose respect for someone? FPL Bailey says, loaning someone something and they fail to return it within an agreed time / reasonable time frame, so I have to go hunting for them.
Oh, yeah, when you have to ask for it. It's like, mate, I've helped you out.
Yeah.
Years ago, I lent some on my beer pong table and I can't remember who it was and it's gone forever.
Oh.
Because I never returned it.
Moving on.
Wait.
What? That's just reminding me. I've got producer James's football boots in the back of my car. I was supposed to give them back to him months ago.
I thought you were going to say like 2017.
Do you know what? I've lent stuff to people before and then it's come back broken.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you must have known you broke this.
Yeah.
Like,
it happens,
mate. Too awkward to say something now, isn't it?
There was loads more, guys, but we haven't really got time to go through all these. But thank you, everyone, for your entries. Really, really appreciate it. Hopefully you enjoyed that segment. Right, that's all we've got time for this evening. Oscar, what's guanin with you? What's in the pipeline? What are you doing? What's happening? Still doing your channel, obviously. Still doing the deadline streams too.
Still doing the channel stuff. I've got my own FPL app these days, which is like doing surprisingly well. Like, it's become really popular. It's like 300,000 people use it now, which is mental when you think about it.
Yeah.
So that's more followers. Is that competing with review? Then what is
no, it's completely different.
Okay,
but that's like more followers than I've got by a mile. So that's really cool because it kind of, I've kind of realized it's transcended like broken up beyond FPL. That. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. So that's taken up loads of my time right now, the FPL Focal app. But yeah, it's really, I'm really enjoying it though, because I'm just making stuff that I would want to use if I played FPL. Well, I do play FPL.
My favorite thing is still the kits, like the retro kits.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's just got loads of stuff like that. It's got all the Premier League kits going back to 92, so you can make your own little FPL profile pick. It has like the life bonus points, defensive contributions. Remember the old insider trading where it showed you like the transfers footballers make?
That's always quite
interesting.
Oh, I like that.
You can get leaks off
that,
but yeah. Obviously, it's past the deadline. But yeah, just loads of fun stuff like that.
Yeah, Do you still do the insider one?
Yeah, but now it's just all on that app. It's all on the widget. It just it lists them all like in a mini league. Yeah. So like, I think Matt Target is the top ranked footballer playing FPL right now.
Does he count as a footballer? Barely gets any minutes.
How dare you? Do you remember that amazing goal he scored?
No.
For Villa? Oh.
We're talking about Matt Target,
they're all doing
right?
Pretty bad this season. Dorgu's doing, he's fourth. He's 842k. Longstaff's 1 million.
Yeah.
Who else is on
amateurs,
there?
Mate.
Yeah. Andy amateurs. Carroll's 2 million. McGinn's 2 million.
Amateurs.
Yeah.
Useless.
Useless. Harvey Barnes is 4 million. Mm. Salah's 6 million. So they're not doing great this season.
Well, if Salah picked himself, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. He does. He literally set and forgets captain himself.
We'll keep up all the good work. My guy, did I see you, Harry and Raptor walking through the woods?
That was a bit of a pivot. I just had this idea because they were coming over to watch the football, and I said, "What if we just do a video like going for a walk together?"
Yeah.
Obviously, like Mark Salvins had done that kind of video before, and there's other people like FPL Nightmare does a similar thing, walking and talking. But I just thought it'd be quite fun content just to do one with Harry and Ross, and it ended up like the funniest video I've done ever by a mile.
Yeah.
Just so many outtakes. So that was really fun as well. And that got good reception.
Yeah.
I'd love to do more of those, but obviously they're not in my neck of the woods. Like Harry's down in London, Ross is up north. So don't see him very often.
No, I did watch a bit of it. It looked like you were having a cracking time.
Yeah. No, it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, guys, if you're not already subscribed and watching Oscar's stuff, make sure you do so. I'll put the link for all his socials in the video description probably tomorrow. And yeah, that's all we've got time for tonight. We are going to do a little members only video where we're going to do a little agony can't. So if you're not already a member, what are you doing? Get on it. It's only 99p. That's cheap, man. Like 99p, right? Oscar, you got 99p?
It's nothing.
It's nothing.
You get like, it's a fifth of a meal deal.
Yeah. You'd have been happy with your guy putting 99p's worth of petrol in your car when he dropped it off, at least. You know what I mean?
And you can always just find a credit card and use that.
Yeah, so. Why not? Why not? Do remember to give us a like, subscribe to the channel, please, if you haven't already. And join us next week. We'll be back at the usual time, hopefully, of 6:30 p.m. We look forward to seeing you then. Until then. Bye, Felicia.